Pakistan's civil-military leadership is set to brief senior political figures today, Sunday, on the country's security situation and diplomatic approach amid rising tensions with India, according to local media reports. Federal Information Minister Atala Tarar and Director General ISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif will lead the session, which is expected to cover Pakistan's defense readiness and international response following India's recent allegations. The development follows a press conference on Friday in which both military and civilian officials presented what they described as evidence of Indian involvement in terrorist activity within Pakistan. In a related move, President Asif Ali Zardari has summoned the National Assembly to an emergency session on Monday evening, where lawmakers are expected to formally condemn India's threat to suspend the Indus Waters Treaty, a decades-old water-sharing agreement between the two countries. Earlier, Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar strongly rejected Indian claims linking Pakistan to the April 22 Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu, Eojek. "Pakistan has nothing to do with the Pahalgam attack, period," Dar said at a press briefing. He also demanded a joint investigation based on mutually agreed terms of reference, TORs, and questioned the timing of the accusations. "This situation is being created by India amid Pakistan's economic stability," he added. The scheduled briefing and the upcoming National Assembly session signal Pakistan's efforts to forge a unified political stance on the evolving situation with India.